Open your Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 11 today for study number 101. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy, Study 101, Glorious Hands. Now our text is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God which was committed to my trust. Now let's pray. Father, give us divine wisdom today that we might be able to declare the counsel of God. Lord, we might rightly divide it. May we not add anything to what you want to say. Lord, may we not take anything away from what you desire for us to say today. I pray you touch the hearts and lives of men and women around the world. God, as we preach this message, I pray to the convicting hand of God might touch that in its nearest hell, that is lost without God, and save that soul. And Lord, that is out of the will of God, you might touch them. And then, Lord, I pray you'd give instruction to your people to understand the things of God as they're recorded to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, this will be study number 101, and it will be the third study on verse 11 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. This will be the second study on the word glorious found in this verse. This is also part of the first statement of the two statements that are found in verse 11. We will repeat some of the information we gave you in our last study as a foundation for this lesson. Now the word glorious is mentioned 44 times in the Bible. It's mentioned 32 times in the Old Testament. And it's mentioned 12 times in the New Testament. The first time the word glorious is mentioned in the Bible is in Exodus chapter 15, verse number 6. And the last time it's mentioned in the Bible is in the book of Titus chapter 2 and verse number 13. Now the word glorious means magnificent. It means wonderful, splendid, celebrated, or superb. We will mention and point out a few references to this word in this study. There will be more than one study on this word as the Lord directs our heart. You might want to look up the word gloriously, also, which is mentioned three times in the Old Testament scriptures, and study it as well. Another study would be the word glory, from which this word glorious and gloriously comes from. That would be an interesting study, too. The word glory is mentioned 371 times in the Scriptures and is found in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. In our last study, we mentioned the word glorious used in the New Testament. In a general sense, we use that word. In this study, we will use the Old Testament references of the word glorious. We'll give you a listing of the glorious things we will expound on in this lesson and in our next lessons from the Old Testament. We'll preach and teach on, number one, His glorious right hand. That's what this lesson will be on. His glorious holiness, His glorious name, His glorious work, His glorious honor, His glorious majesty, His glorious voice, and His glorious arm will be found in other studies. We trust these will bless you as they bless me in studying them. This study will be primarily on the glorious hand of the Lord. Now, His glorious right hand is found in Exodus chapter 15 in verse number 6. The Bible said, Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. Now this is the first mention of the word glorious in the Bible, as I've already stated. This verse is speaking of the glorious power of God through His right hand. Thank God for His right hand. He has and is performing mighty acts through His right hand, day in and day out, as He has in all ages past. God speaks and things take place. God moves His hand and things happen. Now the Bible said that the earth is the Lord's footstool, and when He moves His feet, things move. What a God we have. Now, this particular scripture that we've got right now is in reference to the glorious right hand that God used in delivering the Israelites out of the Egyptian bondage and bringing them through the Red Sea. What an experience. Amen. We've seen Him protect, we've seen Him provide, and we've seen Him prevent things from destroying our lives all down through the years of our life. What a mighty God we have. Throughout the Old Testament, we've seen God with a glorious right hand perform beyond the imaginations and minds of men. We will look at some of the more references of the hand of God in this study before moving on further. The phrase, thy right hand, is mentioned two times in this verse. The scriptures say that His right hand has become glorious. These are the mighty hands of the mighty Master. The right hand, or the glorious right hand, symbolizes power. The right hand symbolizes authority. The glorious right hand symbolizes the preeminence of God. The phrase right hand is an interesting study. We may pursue this study, the right hand, in more detail in a future lesson or a future study if God lays it upon our heart. The hands of God are blameless hands. There's no sin or uncleanness in His glorious hands. There are no impurities in His glorious hands. His glorious hands are sinless. His glorious hands are holy. His glorious hands are pure. And His glorious hands are clean. The glorious hands of God are blessed hands and blessed hands. He blesses everything He touches. He is the only one that can bless our lives. His blessed hands are the only hands that can make you and me a real blessing and a help and a strength to others. Now, the glorious hands of God are lifting hands. They can bear us up when we're down. They can pick us up when we have fallen, and they can lead us forward when we are struggling to catch up and when we get behind. His hands are beckoning hands that will and can and do invite us to His holy presence. He's not only beckoning us with His hands, but He leads us by His glorious hands. I call them the mighty majestic hands of the glorious God. His hands are building hands, thank God. He's the only one who can build us up in the faith and strengthen us by His grace. His glorious hands can do more for us than any other hands in all the world. He can help us as we struggle in the dark. He can help us while we wobble in the faith. He can help us find the way when we can't find the way in the course of life and don't know which way to go. As the hands of a mother are necessary to a newborn baby, the hands of God are necessary to the child of God. Thank God for His glorious hands. Hallelujah. Amen. His hands are scarred hands that have been pierced for you and me to purchase us our salvation and to set us free. In Luke chapter 24, verse 39 through 40, the Lord said, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." And when He had thus spoken, He showed them His hands and His feet. Now, His glorious hands are the hands of a shepherd. We are His sheep, and we need to be cared for. We need to be led, and we need to be fed. His glorious, mighty hands can and will provide our every need and sustain us in our journey from earth to heaven. Praise God for His glorious hands. Even the Jews who rejected Him, then later crucified Him, will one day ask about the scars in His hands, as we see in the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, and verse number 6. The Bible said, "And one shall say unto Him, What are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Jesus touched the leper, and he was made whole. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth, notice this, his hand, and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately, not later, but immediately, he said, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. What hands? Just one touch from the Master's hand will change lives for all eternity. Just one touch from his glorious hand has changed me completely and for all eternity. I've never been the same since the Lord touched me and my heart and made a brand new creature out of me. His glorious hands have touched my heart. His glorious hands have touched my mind. His glorious hands have touched my lips. His glorious hands have touched my ears. His glorious hands have touched my mouth. And what a difference he has made in me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The leper was unclean here and despised, but you know, when Jesus come by, he touched him and made him whole. Like the leper, I too was unclean and filthy in sin. And the Lord touched me by his glorious hand and made a new creation out of me. Now we find another reference. Jesus touched Peter's mother-in-law, and she was made whole in Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Thank God we have a Savior who is touched by the feelings of our infirmities and will touch us with his glorious, mighty hand. In Romans 8 and verse number 26, the Bible said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Jesus touched the blind men's eyes, and they were made whole in Matthew chapter 9, verses 29 and 30. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Whoever he touches, amen, and whatever he touches makes a complete change forever. Praise God, he touched my blind eyes and opened them for his glory and with his glorious hands. Now we find another reference. Jesus touched the deaf and one with an impediment of speech and made him whole. In Mark chapter 7, verse 32 and 33, and they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears. And he spit and touched his tongue. In our previous reference, we saw how the Lord touched the blind eyes and made them see. In this verse, we see how he touched the ears of one who could not hear and also had a problem with his speech. He made him speak and hear properly. What glorious hands of the Savior that can do such powerful things. He has opened my understanding to hear his voice and opened my speech to speak for him. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Now Jesus touched the dead and he raised him up into life in Luke chapter number 7, verse 14 and 15. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. After touching the diseased, the deaf, and the dumb, now we find him touching the dead. All we who were lost were dead in trespasses and in sins, as found in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 and 3. And that you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, of our lust, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. He not only raised us up from the dead, but He plucked us up out of the pits of hell. He forgave us of our sins. He set us on a solid foundation. He established our going. He wrote our name in glory. He's now preparing us a place in heaven, and we'll soon come again to this land of sin and sorrow, and give us a new body and a new home in heaven for all eternity. What glorious hands! Glory to be unto God. We hope this study number 101 has been a help, a strength, an encouragement. I pray that God might bless you. Amen and amen.